Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Holy
stuff. Oh, it's like...
It's got good flavor.
It's hot.
I am immediately sweating. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that is...
I don't know if to drink this water or dump it on my head.
Oh, my God.
That one's hot.
That is...
And I like the taste, though.
Holy shit. I keep doing...
Buffalo Plus, your interactive look at the week in football, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
All right, welcome into a special edition of the Buffalo Plus podcast presented by Connors and Ferris, Mike Catalana, Dan Fates. I am Jenna Cottrell. We are doing a special Hot Ones edition.
So scared.
He's nervous.
The Buffalo Plus podcast. We love the show Hot Ones on the First We Feast Network. Sean Evans does such a good job. So we decided to make decided to spice up the bye week this. Look at that.
Yeah, all right. What a host.
We want to give a thanks to Bar Bill for the wings and then Karma Sauces. They have 10 sauces here for us to try. They are locally made. The sauces are in the Rochester area. And they even, shout out to them, gave us a discount code. So you get 20% off an order if you order online any of these sauces. And the discount code, fellas, is Let James Cook.
Nice.
We love it.
Also a shirt you can get at the Buffalo Plus
store. Yeah.
And by the way, these go from... most to hottest,
correct?
So yeah, so this is mild to insane.
This one looks like it's ready to explode.
Notice how the insane is closer to Mike.
That's it.
Mike is
not asked, to Dan. Dan's
we have
afraid.
Thought about this, doing this for quite some time.
Yes.
To break in the podcast. Yeah. This is what we wanted to do. We've explained what Hot Ones is.
Oh, I know. I've watched Hot Ones. I like
you say that, Mike, you say that, and then you constantly ask the questions of how this is going to work.
Because there's three of us.
Yes.
We are... sharing the questions.
Yeah.
So it's a little different vibe.
Yeah. So if you haven't watched Hot Ones, we're going to link it in the profile so you can check out the episodes. But essentially what we're going to do, we're going to dab the increasingly hotter hot sauces on our wings as we ask questions to one another. I will be explaining the sauces as well as the questions. And we want to say thank you to everyone who reached out and left a question for us. Over 120 responses, which was so cool. So, all right, before we get started,
like, comment, subscribe.
Like, comment. You better subscribe for this. How is everyone feeling?
Very scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little anxious.
I didn't know what to eat today. Like
it's just coffee.
I brought
just a base layer of coffee.
Oh my gosh.
Good move, Dan.
What?
Coffee.
Breaking news.
Wings.
You guys like hot things, I think, more than me.
Yeah. I don't like insanely hot things, but I enjoy. Yeah.
But you guys eat a lot of Thai food. I've never even had Thai food.
That's not, you never even had.
Never had Thai food. We always, remember how I always like say like, hey, what do you guys get when you guys get Thai food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spicy stuff.
Spicy stuff.
All right. Dan has the Tums. We have milk off stage right.
In my Buffalo Plus.
I got French fries too. I don't know. I felt like that would help.
Well, you just wanted
and then
French fries.
And cookie.
You wanted the cookie. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, of course. Yeah. I did something. We need a little treat after.
But again, thanks to Bar Bill.
Thanks to Karma Sauces.
Yeah,
Karma Sauce really hooked it up, so we appreciate it. And
the
again,
Western New York ties.
Western New York. It's a perfect medley of Western New York. We get to do a little something different, a little something fun. So thank you, and yes, please subscribe because
got bananas too.
I don't know, Jim.
No, man.
I don't know, Jim. All right, we're gonna start with sauce number one.
All right, Dan, you got it.
That is the.
Can you shake it up anymore?
Buffalo, 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 buffalo sauce. B8. For short. It's the homage to the classic cayenne red sauce. This is the mild gentleman. So we're going to do a little bit. Oh, that came out. Yeah, it was not. Yeah, I was gonna say it was
a little quick.
Yeah, I was not expecting that. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's
cheers, fam.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Do we have a lid? Because I don't want you to be owning this
back here.
Okay.
I'll get blamed no matter what. Here we go. Go ahead.
As you should be.
It's not on. There we go. I don't want to spill it on Dan.
Go ahead. Cheers, fellas. All right, the first question for all of us. This is from Wordy0U2. How do you
balance? I like it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
How do you balance being fans of the team and covering them for your jobs?
This is delicious.
Is it?
That's Dan's a really happy. Good sauce.
You know, he's so excited that he handled the first wing.
Yeah, I'm good.
That's a delicious. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Wow, I like that. The wings, too, are so crispy.
Yeah.
I just want to eat
a little barbecue-y,
a little bit, a little sweetness. Smoky.
There's like a little bit of spice on the back end. Yeah, it's like a teeny bit. That's the mild though.
Yeah, I know.
B8.
B8.
I
would buy that for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's ask the question.
Yeah. Now let's go in the question. So we'll eat, then do the talk about the sauce, then question.
Okay. So from Wordy0U2, for all of you, how do you balance being fans of the team and covering them for your jobs? You want to start, Mike?
You know, it's a question we get asked a lot.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes people are upset or offended when you say, I'm not a fan of the team, in the sense of I'm trying to be as neutral as possible when I watch it. And when I watch the game, I want to know what's happening and then ask the questions that work with it and not be emotional in that way of watching it.
Yeah.
But there's being a fan, and then there's, you know, I've spent the first how many years covering a great team. They won all the time.
That was like not trying to be an old.
It was the Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas.
For people who didn't know.
Their worst thing they did was lose the Super Bowl.
Wow.
So when you think of it that way. And then I had almost two decades of nonsense where they couldn't make the playoffs. And then this. That drought was a terrible experience. It's awful to cover a mediocre to losing team.
Yeah.
So my point is do I enjoy covering a team that wins? 100%. It's much more fun.
Yeah.
But we're not, I'm not a fan of the Bills as other people would be. I'm all for you guys. We love that you guys watch us. But I think that because we're not fans, you come to us for a
objective
opinion on the team.
And I think context matters because we have this beautiful studio and we do a lot of videos from home and all this stuff. We work at a local TV station in Western New York. So we are responsible for putting together the sportscast for our nightly newscast. So we cover a bunch of different sports.
Yep.
But because we are sports journalists, sports reporters, sports anchors, all these things, we are neutral in the way that we approach things and the way that we see things. And I think that does... I mean, you've been covering the team for how many years?
This is 36.
Yeah. What about how long has it been for you?
Eight.
Okay. I think I'm...
We're both eight.
Eight. Yeah.
Neither of you guys are 36.
Correct.
No, I am not.
So that should give you a little context.
I think Jen and I get asked it a lot because, I mean, I'm from Western New York area, grew up in Rochester, New York, and then went to school at Fredonia. So like all of my friends are Bills fans.
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah,
so people are like, people that grew up and know me, like I didn't grow up having a football team. Like my family, like my household, there wasn't this
specific team.
There wasn't an allegiance to a team. It wasn't like, oh, my dad cheered for this team, so I cheered for this team too. There was none of that. A lot of times it was just I rooted for my fantasy football team. And then as we got older and things like that, like, I don't know, I didn't really have a team, so I didn't really get... I'm a diehard Atlanta Braves fan. I'm an irrational person.
Yes.
1,000% irrational.
Yeah. Like, that's the point. Yeah. When you're a fan, it's short for fanatic. Like you don't comprehend things sometimes all the time with a level head. That's fine. That's what makes sports great. That's what I am with the Atlanta Braves. Like, but when it comes to this, and Jenna, I know we talk about it all the time, I'm not a fan of the team. I like it when they win because our job's more fun. You enjoy watching us more talk about this team when they win, compared to when they lose.
And too, like we've been around this team for so long, you get to know a lot of the players, and there are some guys that you form personal relationships and you want to see them do well. That being said, it is our jobs to cover this team, make sure that we're doing it in an accurate, fair, unbiased type of manner. And I think that's why I think a lot of people enjoy watching Buffalo Plus, because we will say how we feel, even if it's, you know, maybe not what fans want to hear. At the same point, I think it's important to have the other side of things as well. So
yeah, it's a great point. I was thinking of the game, you know, like I think we both, all three of us, have a respect and an affinity for guys like Poyer and Hyde.
Yeah.
For what they've done.
100%.
Phenomenal players. But you got to then go in the locker room and ask them about a terrible moment for them, whether it's the loss of a game. Mm-hmm. And I'm not looking at it like, oh, it's easier to ask that question to a guy you like or don't. I never think of it like that. I just think, ask them the question. Do it in a respectful way.
It's not a gotcha moment.
No.
Yeah.
And then there you, most of the guys are really good. Deion, I just said, Deion's great after a tough game. I know how bad it is. But I just ask them. And I think they respect that we ask. If you ask a legitimate question, nobody.
Let me tell you, correct tone.
I hate going. I do not enjoy it. First of all, the locker room's a weird setting anyhow. But a losing locker room is no fun. Nobody likes it. You feel intrusive. So you just ask a respectful question. The guy gives a few answers and you leave. It's the difference between being a fan. I talked to some fans after the game on Sunday. They didn't want to see or talk about anything for 24 hours. I totally get that.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Yeah, we don't really
have that ability.
Yeah, there's not the,
And again, I think, John, to your point too, especially guys that have been around for a while, you do have a professional relationship with.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, how are you? How's the family? How are the kids? Like, that's where it is. Like, we see these players as also as humans. Like, I know we're seeing them.
Yeah,
as,
it's behind as, the scenes
but
as
we,
well.
But we see them when they're not on the field and don't have a helmet on and asking them, you know, how are things? Like, I think that's part of it too. So again,
it's
root for the Bills in the sense of our job's better. You like clicking on the videos. It's easier to talk to them. All those things compared to, look, we did cover it. The end of the Rex Ryan time was weird.
It was weird.
Not fun. You did 16 years of a team not making the playoffs.
Brutal. Yeah.
And I remember Eric Wood at the end of that, when they finally snapped the drought and it was the following year. And he was the one that was like, I'm so glad I don't have to answer a question about the drought, because our job, we do have to. It's the same thing sometimes over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think going off what you said, it's the mutual respect that you come to have with the players after being in the locker room, having respect for them, you know, going about it in a respectful manner. So, yeah. All right. That was question number one.
Sauce two.
All right. Sauce two is jujupina, pineapple and I don't know how to say that, pepper. Made especially for carnitas tacos. Mm, yum.
I like carnitas tacos.
I do too. This is a mild sauce. Okay.
I'm going to do
Dan's going to laugh.
I'm going to
I really like the first, like I, that, the first one was good.
The first one, we could do all of our wings in it.
Yeah.
Like you could do.
Easily. Do I go?
Gotcha
new?
Guru? Is that how that's?
I don't know. I thought it was like, go jujari, jari. I don't know.
It's G-O-C-H.
Yoki Haru.
Yes. Oh, that's pretty. That was funny.
You guys do this to me when I say something like, that was funny. It's like, well, okay.
We're
because it takes us a second.
We're like,
I'm gonna,
Jenna
I'm gonna,
makes jokes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Number two.
Oh, that is so good.
Very good.
Damn. I like that.
That would be so good on carnitas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
That's almost too good for a wing.
Yeah, like that should be on a corn, like a taco, anything. That's good. Wait, all right.
I got blue.
Mm. Okay. Oh. Okay. I was going to have a little more, but.
Go ahead.
Question two. Tell us about your personal lives, significant others, kids, grandchildren, and where you guys are originally from. That's from Dan Brady, 1146. Dan, I'll start with you.
Wife, two kids. Wife right now is out of town. So I'm.
Are you making some announcement?
No. No, I'm just saying, single dad of two for this week.
Oh,
have a 3-year-old at home and a 4-month-old at home. So two kids. It is so many kids. It is just so many kids. And for everybody at home that's got two kids, and if you have more kids, God bless you, because two kids is a lot of kids. And I'm originally from Rochester, grew up and went to Webster Thomas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michael?
Father of two daughters, a little bit older than Dan's two. Father of two
delicious sauce
granddaughters.
Yeah, big fan.
Now, my two little grandbabies.
Pop, pop.
And they are closing in on 2 and 6 months. They're close in age. And then
they're cute.
I have two stepchildren and a wife. Well, you know.
Yeah. People don't know the story. They'd be like, what?
No. She's my wife.
Yeah. My wife.
Jenny. She's awesome. She's
Jenny
great.
Awesome.
She's your Jenny.
Yeah.
She's
Jenny. You guys have been engaged a long time.
We've been engaged for a long time.
Yeah. That's fair.
She keeps me absolutely in my place.
Yeah. That's why we appreciate Jenny. I don't have children. I am not married, but I have a boyfriend. We just bought a house in Webster.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's where life's worth living.
That, I hate that. I'm not originally from Western New York. I'm from upstate New York, Saratoga Springs. So I moved out here So Dan and I knew each other before. We worked at the same TV station.
She hired me.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. You know what? Honestly sealed the deal, and Dan knows the answer to this. Dan came in for an interview, and what sealed the deal on me hiring him was the fact that he knew Kevin James's stand-up.
Oh, really?
Game changer.
Sweat the small stuff. If you know, you know. That is a hilarious, hilarious stand-up.
Yeah.
So there's that. Also, too, I feel like I saw another question that... What?
That's one of the greatest questions. Like, again, the fact that Jenna hired me.
Oh, yeah.
At my wedding... Jenna and I had been best friends for a very long time.
Yes.
Once she hired me, we pretty much have become instantly best friends since then.
How many years ago was that?
2015.
Wow, that's crazy.
About 8 years.
Yeah.
And the funny thing was, when I got married, I had always kind of wanted to work at this local news station. Yep, Mike Catalana called my highlights when I was in high school and things like that.
That's so cool.
Won a state title in hockey.
Old. And no fate strikes out on the 3-3
And Mike was a mentor of mine, but I was working at a different station in the same in Rochester, and invited Catalana to the wedding. And as Jenna said, it's the long play.
Yes. It was the long play,
and he was cornered by my father and my father-in-law. They're like, "Hey, what are you saying about hiring this kid someday?" Yeah. Hey, it worked.
It did work.
And hey, look at us. Hey,
look at us.
Look at us.
And Jenna. I brought her up for an interview when we hired her. She thought it was going to be like
forgot how to talk. No, so
I thought it was going to be like an hour.
Because you told me it would be like an hour.
And then we
interview.
Started going, and you were
I was
like
late to work.
Yeah, well, it's probably not the first time you were late to work.
No. That it's not a good look to say that you're late to work because you're trying to get a job to leave that work.
For the next job. By the way, I did want to add, I grew up in New Jersey, southern New Jersey,
yes.
The garden part of the state.
Yeah.
The sticks, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
And yes, I am a South Jersey guy, Philly guy. Now, I didn't grow up in Philly. You have to understand that it's the whole area.
Yeah.
South Jersey. I'm not Philly, but I grew up around that. But I'm Jersey, but I went to Ithaca, then worked in Binghamton, and I have been in Rochester.
And you're emotional now.
Since, yeah, Binghamton. And then... I've been in Rochester since 1987.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Someone asked, you want to get started on another sauce?
Sure.
Someone asked too about our chemistry. Like, we are all best friends and we do hang out. We spend a lot of quality time
together.
A lot of car trips.
And yes, Jenna's a lot, but Dan and I handle it.
Mike talks all of the time. You could do a radio show easily.
It's called
every
our
day.
It's called our car ride.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I put way too much on.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot.
I'm
nervous.
This is medium, and I went with a lot of sauce there.
Okay, yeah, this is a medium. So this is called Cosmic Dumpling. This is the winner of the International Specialty Food Association Award for Best Hot Sauce, made for Chinese takeout. This is, as Dan talked about, a medium sauce.
I don't want to call you out here.
What?
You're reusing the same wing.
I know. I like. Why is that bad?
I'm
saving the extras
it's
for
so
later.
Funny. Is that what this is?
It's so funny. You said that, and I'm like, am I supposed to be using the same
wing?
No,
I don't know.
It's a different wing. Like,
yeah, whatever. Whatever.
This is the first one I'm nervous about.
Oh, that's so good. That is perfect. Yeah. This would be great on, funny enough, a dumpling. Cosmic dumpling.
All right. It's also interesting. You were asking us if we like.
You like that, right?
Yeah.
You like that, Kirk Cousins.
Sorry. What type of wing we like? You're particular.
I like flats. I am a flats girly.
Don't care. Like both kinds.
I'm good. I like crispy, though.
These are crispy.
On point.
Shout out again, Barbara.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Question.
Very good.
That was,
Question number three.
I thought that was
maybe a little more mild.
I thought
a little more mild.
Yeah. I don't think that's as spicy as the last one.
Like, I keep wanting to eat it. Like, I keep wanting to. Yeah,
there will be time after.
I know. Yes. I know. It's just really good.
And you have cookies and French fries.
I know. It's been a, yeah. All right. Question number three. What is your favorite slash least favorite Bills game you've ever covered or been at in person? That was from Steve M.
Do you guys want to start?
No, you start because you'll take us a story back in time.
All right. I'll take you the story. The best one ever. Bills Raiders. First Super Bowl. Incredible experience for me. Covering the team to go to the Super Bowl.
To go to
in Orchard Park. NFC Championship game. The Raiders were a good team. The Bills were really good that year. They came in and the Bills destroyed them. It was not a competition. It was 38-3 at halftime. It was also the day the Gulf War started. Oh, wow. So there was craziness going on in the world. They were cutting away from the game. OJ was working the game at NBC. This is all was going on. It started snowing. I mean, it had everything. The Bills won, what, 51-3? I should remember the final score. To go to the Super Bowl, the Buffalo Bills, it was an incredible experience. Being there, talking to the players, having them in the locker room, that offense was lethal. Andre Reed, Thurman Thomas, the crowd was crazy. They're talking to us about the Raiders players basically like saying, take it easy on us, because they were just destroying them. And you knew
Howie Long,
yes. And that team was going to the Super Bowl. And by the way, like, first of all, I was able to buy a ticket for the Super Bowl. They offered them to the reporters. You could buy them. I think it was like $100.
Oh my God.
And I had to bring a checkbook and write a check and pay for it. And I bought two tickets for friends of ours to go. And we were leaving the next day because there was no week between the championship and the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So it was a whirlwind. It's a crazy world. But to be there with the fans and the players and them knowing basically for the final 40-some minutes that they were going to the Super Bowl.
That's
like the
crazy.
Game was not in doubt. I think it's because of what it was more than the game itself. I've seen some incredible games, but I would say that's the best.
The snapping the drought for me. Being in Miami.
Oh, that's
being
cool.
In Miami. That game that's was cool. weird to begin with. And Dolphins had nothing to play for. Jay Cutler started that game for Miami, but it was the sense of you needed all of these things to go right. And maybe the game was a little boring, but I remember players on the sidelines coming up to me saying, what's the score of the Bengals game? What's the score of the Bengals game? Hey, like, let me see your phone. To the point where after they won, I still have the picture like saved on my computer of Brandon Riley and Eddie Yarbrough and those guys looking at my phone being like, oh, we got to get back to the locker room to watch this. And then you were there. We were at different stations at the time, but we were just waiting outside the locker room. And again, your phones are behind and the eruption in the locker room going,
crazy.
Well, it's fourth and whatever. There's no way that, why are they cheering? Yeah. And then it was pandemonium being let in there. Just that was like, again, surreal moment, understanding the context, understanding I'd only been covering this team for 2 years and seeing what this all meant. The other one I'd say would be the New England playoff game, which was extremely cold. The Bills didn't punt. They were so good, just dominated them. And that was after the win game, which was one of the worst games I'd ever been a part of. Then to go in 0-degree temperatures and to just embarrass New England was probably those two are probably my most surreal games.
That's cool. I think for me, it was Tampa Bay overtime game. The Bills ended up losing that one against Tom Brady a couple years ago. But they found something in that game.
Really? I thought you would have done 13 seconds.
I mean, 13 seconds. I love that game because of what that game meant. And just in terms of like the scale of everything, being in Kansas City and the Chiefs game winning touchdown is literally was at my feet. I actually was nervous I was going to get hit again.
Well, even your Gabe Davis touchdowns, you filmed so well.
Oh, during that
game.
And
you had Josh behind the bench screaming.
Yeah.
Where you're not supposed to film. And it was like
that game was
it.
Yeah, that game was like that is a game I will never forget. But the Tampa game for me, I just the sunshine, seeing Tom Brady in person. I know we obviously got video of him when he was in New England, but I just thought that was such a cool experience. And I remember after that game, Josh Allen walking out in the walking boot post game. And him saying, like, I'll be fine, all this stuff. And he's like, he accidentally said that they won the game. He's like, this is a win. I mean, loss we can build off of.
Yeah.
And so just, I thought that was
a good point. And
that
was funny. I just asked him about that when we were at the game in Philly.
Yeah.
Because it reminds me of it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's an overtime loss to a good team.
Yeah.
And they lose that way, but they found something. So they found something.
Yeah. I agree.
Right now, they found something.
I completely agree. Yeah. All right, Dan, you want to get sauce number four working?
Well, we got to talk about the worst game.
Oh, the worst. I would say also it was 13 seconds because of like the Bills thought they, I mean, Bills fans, they thought they won that game. Like I was getting video of Josh Allen on the sideline screaming at the guys like Dion, like so excited, all this stuff. And then for everything to come crashing down and for it to be against the Chiefs and Chiefs fans and like all this stuff. I think that will be a game I will never forget, but that in terms of that the result and just how everything fell apart. Cause I mean, I thought we were going to the AFC championship game, stuff. And then,
there were some snooze fests of games early McDermott, obviously the first 2 years, and the Rex. So some of these are kind of more like recent, but I'll say where you're filming players singing or celebrating. I remember filming after the Vikings game, Tyrell Dodson, they're all celebrating after the Vikings, after they got the stop on fourth down. Unbelievable play. And Josh fumbles the snap on the next play while I'm filming the Bills bench celebrating. And it's like, what happened? Like that was crazy.
Yeah.
And then the Heat game in Miami was just absurd.
Where I
was literally like, they probably shouldn't be playing this game.
Yeah.
This isn't okay.
And that's a good example of a game when you walk in the locker room and you see that DeMar game was crazy. I was just going to finish. When you walk in that locker room and see how physically drained those players were, I'm with Dan. I don't think they should have played that game. Yeah. It was that bad, fortunately. And then the DeMar game, we were both at that game. But that has ended up being such a positive. I have a different feel about it now than I did.
Yeah.
But
good point.
There's been some, you guys think bad games. Like there was a 6-3 game they lost to the Browns.
None of us were at Peterman,
no.
No, we were not at that
Chargers?
Game.
Yeah.
6-3 game they lost to the
struggling.
Browns.
Okay.
Where Derek Anderson was playing against them.
Yeah.
I think he completed 2 or 3 passes.
Of the 6-3?
It was just not NFL football.
Oh.
A snow globe game.
The snow globe game.
How I loved that game.
How did we miss that game?
I loved that game. Sorry, I was going to add that.
The game with the Colts.
LeSean McCoy walk-off touchdown where LeSean McCoy was right at me that I took my head out of the camera and was like, is there anything else around me?
You're right. That's the craziest. I take everything back what I just said. That was the craziest game from the fact that Joe Webb completed a pass to Deontay Thompson on third and forever that kept that game alive.
Yeah, that was wild.
Hammered the under in that game. I should have put my student loans, always bet responsibly, on that under. That game.
By the way, I haven't gotten to my worst game because I've covered so many. I was at the Super Bowl wide right. That was a tremendous game. All the other Super Bowl losses down on the field in L.A. when the big highlight of the game was Don Beebe stopping Leon Lett from scoring yet another. The Bills turned the ball over 9 times in that game. But the worst game ever. Worst game ever. There's no comparable game. Was Music City Miracle.
Home run
throwback. Yeah. I'm on the field. End of the game. The Bills have just scored. Rob Johnson loses his shoe, runs for a first down. They kick a field goal. All they have to do is basically kick off, and the game is over, and you know what happened. And I'm on the sidelines. I'm calling back to the station because this was before you were getting the video on your phone.
Yeah.
But I had a phone. I'm calling back and the players are asking me, what are they saying? Because they didn't show the replay in the stadium. And I'm saying, everybody I know watching it is saying, it's a forward lateral. It's a forward lateral. Because I think they said on the broadcast, they thought it was forward. And then they make the announcement, touchdown. Place goes crazy. Bills players are throwing stuff on the ground. Locker room was insane. Wade Phillips was flipping out. He was the head coach. And that was a monumental game. They did not make the playoffs again until your Miami game.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been in a lot of bad moments for football.
Miami snow game, that Patriots playoff game.
Yeah. All right, let's go to sauce number 4.
Yeah, what do we got?
This is called bad karma.
Yeah.
Karma sauces.
This is the first one that says hot.
Yeah, this one does say hot. Karma Sauce's original recipe pairs the local Finger Lakes ingredients like
Dan,
butternut squash and sweet potato with habanero peppers.
Oh, butternut squash.
A great everyday hot sauce. And this is the first hot.
God. It'll be your everyday hot sauce, Dan.
It's good. Oh.
Uh-oh.
You start to taste that. That has hot. That has a kick to it.
I don't know, Jim.
All right. We do have Bill's questions in here.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I'm okay.
All right. Kevin Donnellan asking, what is the single biggest thing holding this team back from getting over the hump? It's a great question, Kevin.
You start, Jenna.
Well, can
you? Okay. She's not going to start. Single biggest thing holding them back. It's hard to say there is a single thing for them. Honestly, it's a cop out to say injuries, but you cannot look at this season without saying injuries. It's easy to criticize, but when you look at their defense, losing three levels of players, you know, when you're losing those kind of guys, they've had moments of making it work. But I think that has hurt them. And then, honestly, I think we've seen it in different levels. And you can blame coaches, you can blame players, you can blame leadership. But them coming back from being rattled, coming back from something happening in the game and winning, not just coming back. We've talked about all these games. Most of them, they ended up losing, no matter what it was. These tremendous games, the Tampa game, they did all
the Vikings
stuff.
Overtime.
The Vikings, they came back in that game, but they ended up losing.
Execution.
There is something that has been missing. And it's easy to just say it's Sean McDermott because he's the head coach. At times, it's been Josh Allen. I mean, look at that game.
Yep.
It's the snap. He fumbles the snap.
Yeah.
You win the game. Your defense came through. So I don't know what it is. I don't think there is one thing. But there is something in some teams that they always make the play. They always figure it out.
I think the Eagles are a great example.
But right now, no matter what nonsense goes on with them, no matter bad things they do, they find a way. And that sounds, you know, they always say, oh, the stats will say that these things even up. Yeah. But we watched for years of New England always making them. We've seen Kansas City always make them. And I think the Bills can be there. Sometimes it may take one turning their way, but I think that's kind of what it's been.
I think it's confidence.
Well, that's
a good part of it. Those moments.
I was going to say mental hurdle.
Other teams have done it before.
Yep.
They've shown that when the chips are down, Jalen Hurts, you can see all the sideline cutaway of him on Sunday. Calm. And that works for him. I don't think low positive, that works for Josh.
100%.
To each their own.
Yep.
But that being said, I think there's confidence in the fact that other teams have done it before.
Yep.
And then that being said, I think that leaks into the execution aspect.
100%.
So it's almost, it compounds things. But I think that to me is.
Yeah. And when you've done it, you have a bit of an arrogance that we're going to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you listen.
Joe Brady. I'm
just saying because it's the Eagles, but it's been
Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Joe Burrow, where they say, we've been there. We've done this. Yeah. We expect to do it. We're going to figure it out. We're going to make a play.
For how many years was the AFC champion quarterbacked by a Brady, a Roethlisberger,
a Manning.
All those things? It's because they did it.
Yeah.
And they did it time to time. So this team had this aura of like,
we can do it.
We're going to do it. Like, it doesn't matter what we're down. It doesn't matter if, hey, if he has a bad game, we'll pick him up because we got the next one. There's that one little thing missing. It started with winning the division. That was a big thing. Then it was getting a home playoff game. That was another big thing. Like, the Bills have checked the turtles, but I wasn't around at this time, but like that image of Steve Young and they pulled the monkey off his back.
Yeah.
Like it kind of feels like that. There's just, like I said, I agree that it's a confidence, it's a mental thing issue of just, we haven't done it. And in those moments, whether it is coaching, whether it is play calling, whether it is strategy, time management. Hell, Andy Reid still doesn't know how to use timeouts. Going through those things until you do it, you just have that little bit of that sense of doubt.
Yeah. And you mentioned the Steve Young thing, but Steve Young, it was about him because the team
had won.
With Joe Montana.
Yep.
And there's the elephant in the room. It's Joe Montana all the time and Steve Young. And the shame of it is the Bills have a quarterback who in many cases has gotten it done.
Correct.
At least to a point. Like, I mean, no better example than 13 seconds.
Nope.
Yeah. I've said to people, this is, like I said, all these years covering the league, no quarterback has ever played better in a game that he lost, in my opinion, than Josh Allen did in Kansas City in that game. He was what you just saw against the Eagles with the stakes being higher.
Yeah.
The gutsiest, one of the gutsiest.
Played that way. Yeah, and he lost both of them.
You have poop in your pants if you don't understand how good
Where's
Josh
the beep?
No, I'm just saying, like all these babies that are on national TV, like I appreciate Dan Orlovsky being like, why are we talking about this game as an indictment on Josh Allen?
That's what when I hear people, don't know what you're watching
you got poop in your pants.
Yeah.
Again, with the
it's kind of it's we're
how many
eating.
Times? How many
not
times,
to be like we're eating.
How many times you got hit with a bag? Get hit in the face with a bag.
You start smelling something.
Have you told Ben?
Yeah, I did. He laughed. He laughed. Got a good chuckle out of that. He's like, it does it not? It fits.
Next year,
I don't want to throw these out. They still have meat on the bone. All right, fine. I'll throw out a couple of them. All right. This is sauce number 5, cherry bomb. I'm very excited to try this one.
Oh, Dan's nervous.
Karma Sauce's most award-winning hot sauce. Sour cherries, habanero are accented like with ingredients like clove, cinnamon, coffee bean, and apple. Hot. Hot.
Hot.
Okay. I like cherry stuff, so I feel like I will like this a lot.
Make sure we got the lid over here before I go.
Oh, that's good. You definitely taste like the cinnamon.
Oh, you get hit with cinnamon first.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot.
Uh-oh.
That's hot.
It does get hot.
I feel like in the back of my, like, it feels like it comes up here.
I'm dipping again. Want another dip?
Did you even dip it? That was sus.
I dipped the first one.
That was like you hovered it over
Is
the
that
sauce.
Good enough?
Let me see.
A lot of cinnamon.
Yeah.
It's a very.
Get the clove too.
Correct. I think cherry bomb. I think sweet. This is much more warm. This is cinnamon clove.
Mm-hmm.
Winter. This is a winter chicken wing sauce. Hot sauce.
I like that though. That'd be good on chili.
Ooh.
Right? Okay.
You getting the nose running?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Just get it?
Dan says.
You didn't have to smoke me out.
Wait, I'm just saying. Like Dan says, ooh, like he's going to eat chili with hot sauce. You don't like hot food.
Yeah, you would eat.
I like hot stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like.
How dare you? How dare you?
Atomic hot. You don't like.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I don't do like pepper. Like you talk about.
What do you mean you do pepper? You do pepper.
Pepper, like spices. Like a wing sauce isn't like a.
When you go and get wings, what sauce do you get?
Medium or hot, depending on if I'm with Renee or not.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Does Renee like hot or medium?
She's medium.
Yeah.
Medium. That's fair. We get hot. My dad gets mild.
I need more wings.
Bam. When I used to work at a restaurant, he would come in and order wings and a dozen wings and fries.
Could you grab me some more wings? Is
that here? No? Okay. No, it's here. Okay. All right.
Question
5. If the three of you were on a wilderness survival show, who would tap out first and who would last the longest?
I'm out.
I'm not. It depends on how much I care. What's at stake? Because I feel like.
Well, if it involved driving, Jenna would be out first.
I am what they call a passenger princess.
She's
I
never
don't
been
drive.
Behind the wheel once.
I don't drive. I mean, I do drive. I have a license.
Dan, are you
but
having every
to
wing?
Games. He's are getting you? 5 more.
Okay. Yeah. That way you don't have to do this.
Yeah. I'm tapping out. Let me tell you.
See, Dan, I feel like because you're the fittest of us.
It has something to do with fitness.
I am. I'm not a camper.
You guys all work out. We all work out.
Yeah, we all work out, but.
I'm not a camper by any means.
I think you would be the betting. Like, you'd be the betting favorite.
Hold on. Like, wait, is this like survival and backstabbing? Because then,
wilderness,
yeah, I'm winning.
Yeah. Wilderness.
Oh, 100%.
Oh,
wilderness.
See, I feel like I'd find a friend.
Ooh,
my lips.
My lips are warm.
So,
let me tell you something. Oh, snap.
So, I'm not a camper. Like, I'm the one that says, like, the Courtyard Marriott is camping to me, right? That's just not me. I'm not
that
sleeping
was the
outside.
Most contentious.
Well, I just don't do it. I don't care what it is.
I'm not a huge camper.
So Jenny invited me to go camping when we were first dating, invites me to go camping. So I
got
to go.
Jenny liking camping.
She's like, oh, we're going to go with the kids and her dad and all. And they had it all set up.
Oh, you're going milk.
The kids did the whole bit where they put stuff in the sleeping bag and they did, you know, to kind of. But like,
what do you mean? That is camping.
Yeah. And I'm like,
they did the whole thing.
And I'm like, well, I mean, we like put stuff in there to like you think there's like a snake in the sleeping
bag. Oh, that's cute.
I barely slept. I hated every second of it.
I don't like sleeping.
I like the
B&B.
Her dad drinks B&B, so I drank a lot of B&B.
Yeah, that helps you get to sleep.
It did help. But like, no, I'm not. I'm losing. I'm tapping out. And I'm at the age now. I don't care.
Yeah, that's
fair. I'm tapping out. I'm gone.
I was going to say, I feel like if we actually had the contest, you would win because you'd like.
I just keep talking to you.
No.
Left.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yes. Yes. No, I think you would win if it was like you could have the ability to kind of like. Not, I don't want to say outsmart, but like use your wisdom to kind of get things going. You would win if it's like a competition of just like brute force, and then I would not win.
You would only win if there was food at the end of it.
Yeah. Yeah, essentially.
I can tell the sauce hit the side of my face because it's definitely hotter.
Really?
Yeah. Like.
Oh, you? I'm like genuinely concerned.
Hold on.
For you.
Now I'm a little worried about his survival skills.
That's what I'm saying.
The wings are taking him out.
I'm say.
I liked it. It
I
was.
I don't know, Jim.
I don't know, Jim. All right, sauce six. This is called Ghost. This is the first sauce on the hot, exclusively hot side. Okay, Ghost Island. Karma Sauce's current bestseller. Ghost peppers are combined with tropical citrus fruits and a dash of mustard for perfect West Indies curry.
Ghost peppers sound like curry. The thing where you're like, oh, don't, those are the ghost peppers.
Like, yeah, no, right? That's like legitimately what they are. Oh, that's a lot, Daniel. Do you want to trade?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I want to at least try this.
I'm just like, I'm mom-moding you right now, sorry. Do you want to trade? Okay. All right. This is a curry sauce, I believe.
I like curry.
I like curry too. Okay.
You can like you definitely smell the mustard too. Oh, you got it on your nose. Did you just get it on your nose?
Do I have it on my nose?
No, I thought you were like
Daniel.
You were like in there.
I don't want that smelling.
Yeah.
Make some with the dab style.
Yeah, I'm going that.
Oh, that is good.
Oh, I definitely taste the curry.
Yeah. A little sweetness. I would yes.
That's got a little pop
Caribbean
in there,
flavor
Dan.
To die for. Do you like Caribbean food? I do.
Yeah,
like jerk chicken?
I've had jerk chicken. Oh, so sorry about that.
Oh, jerk chicken.
That's hot.
That's good.
It's building.
I don't know. I don't think it's building. I think it's good.
Got a little bit. If you catch it just the right way.
Yeah.
All right. Just blowing.
This is from Hiram Moore.
Okay. I
know it's early, but already looking into next season, where do you guys, Jenna, see is going to be the biggest roster change? I think safety. I think
wide receiver.
Oh, that's fair.
They are going to gut that room.
So good. See, they to me are very loyal to Gabriel Davis.
Yeah, this is decision time.
No,
they were loyal to
agree.
Devin Singletary and let him start every game and
but
couldn't
they didn't
wait
talk,
for him.
They don't talk about Devin.
Because they had Josh Allen.
They let Devin Singletary walk. Yep. They let Tremaine Edmonds walk.
Yep. And they talked very highly about them. Remember how good Tremaine got them in and out of the huddle?
No, but you no, I think this is different. I really do.
So you think they're going to re-sign Gabe?
I do. I do. I'm not saying I agree with it, but I think they will.
Here's what
depending
I think.
On the money.
I think he's the kind of guy they're going to look to upgrade. You know, somebody, we were talking in the press box this past week about T. Higgins, as good as he is. He does not have a great history of staying on the field. He's had a lot of injuries. And sometimes you look at those guys that you want to sign that have been out there and you think they can be a higher level guy, but you got to pay them. Like those are guys that get paid.
Yeah.
And I think there's a place they sign Gabe at a moderate contract because they expect to now not pretend he's going to be the two. They think of him as that guy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about him being in place of Trent Sherfield or whatever. You could sign him to, he might get a 1 year deal, I don't know what's out there.
What changes?
You put a guy ahead of him.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you think he's okay with getting fewer snaps? He says, I'll take less money and take fewer snaps.
I'm not money. I'm saying is somebody in the league's got to pay him.
Exactly.
And somebody will pay him to be a number two.
Well, if they do, then you let him walk.
Yeah, then you let him walk.
You're telling me Gabe Davis is going to go out to team saying, it's okay, I'll be the number three.
No, you're missing what I'm saying.
See, why does he always do this?
He
just.
It's like when you guys read me a tweet and then I yell at you like you wrote it and it's not your tweet, but I like to argue about it. You change our argument. I'm saying is the Bills can let Gabe go out there, see what's out there, and they could eventually sign him to a smaller deal. If he gets offered the money, he's going to go.
Yeah, he's going to go. And the Bills aren't going to match it. But I definitely see a reality where the Bills re-sign him next year and he's on Buffalo's roster.
If he's the number two on Buffalo's roster, he's Brandon not. Bean should be
he's
in the hot
seat. He's not
the
number
seat.
Two. You're not signing him as the number two.
Okay.
But I worry. I do worry that the Bills could see him as the number two.
They've seen it now for 2 years.
It hasn't worked. I genuinely believe they love him like they love Spencer Brown.
Yeah, but they haven't had to make a decision on
Spencer Brown. I agree, but they talk about him in the same way. And I think it's different than what they say about Tremaine Edmonds and Devin Singletary.
You know what?
I believe it's different.
Sometimes all it takes is one. If there are guys, they try to get signed beforehand. Now,
New York.
Where is your, can I see your cup?
Oh, I could see
that. Will you hold it on? Can you hold it? Here it is. So I want you to put,
there's milk in it.
Okay, I want you to put Mike here in my picture, and I'm going to say this. Because I said they're going to, Gabe Javis is going to play great and they're going to re-sign him during the season.
Yeah.
I was wrong. Because
I wanted him to be better than he is.
So did I. And I thought, man, what a big, I'm telling you, I was wrong.
And who was right?
You were right.
See, we can admit it. We're adults. We can admit it.
Yeah. Dan was wrong about Gabe Davis. I think for what you expect of him and the role he has. Yeah, that's the second
that
part.
Was it. Yeah. I was wrong because I thought Gabe would step up and be so much a part of this offense. I mean, kind of other than the play in the end zone, kind of like he's shown in moments. Like Correct. He was good.
It's the consistency. Right? It's the consistency.
Now you got to make a call on him. Now you got to sign him. And I think they got to do better. And they also need to find an explosive player for this offense.
Yeah.
That's where it comes down to it too. Dalton Kincaid has been great. I would also like to have an explosive wide receiver too in the slot to be paired alongside.
Yeah.
Dalton Kincaid's fine. And yes, he is providing so much to this offense, especially as trading from I think it's been a good first round pick. I think it has made sense. But I think if you're looking at priority this offseason, it is finding a wide receiver too. And it is finding one fast, and it's not Gabe Davis. So Gabe is a break glass in case of worst case scenario.
Yeah. In
terms of bringing him back.
Yes. I think that's why he's out there. Mm-hmm. He's got to find a deal. He's going to get his chance. They will let him explore free agency.
And some team will bring up the Kansas City game, and they will pay him.
At a certain amount. And then at that point, you go. The other position.
They hope somebody overpays like they did.
Here's another position.
Yes. But I completely agree.
Because who was right about that?
Oh my God. He's disgusting. Let's get another sauce.
Yes. The other position is corner.
Disgusting. Corner, yes.
They have to make some calls corner and on safety. Corner. Well, we know about safety, but a corner. Because I don't know about Tre'Davious White being back.
Yeah.
It might just go that way. And then they make a call like Rasul Douglas, a good player.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, this team at some point, the Kyer Elam was a huge failure.
Big mistake.
And Benford has helped them.
Correct.
But you really need corners. You'll need a corner.
Absolutely. So. And this roster in general is the oldest in the NFL.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, this is Carnival. Uh-oh. Carnival. Yellow Ultra Hots. Combined with fresh
Scotch
lime
bonnet.
And mango. This is extra hot.
We still have three more on this side. We're already to extra?
Yeah, no.
Extra.
That question was good because it got us fired up. Like, now we're into the hotter questions.
That's it.
Oh, my gosh. Come on.
Okay,
Little Miss, I like hot stuff.
Okay. Also, reminder. Shout out Karma Sauce. If you want to buy any of these sauces, 20% off, coupon code Let James Cook. Okay.
I'm a little scared of this one.
Now we have to go to the page turn.
All right, this one's got some bite to it.
Oh, boy.
This one's got some bite to it.
This is the first extra hot.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no delay on this one.
No. The flavor is really good, though. That still has great flavor.
It is.
Flavor.
Oh, this is this is not Josh scrambling around and running. This is one step back and bust through the line. That's what this is right here.
But it's good.
It's on my tongue.
I know. I want to dip in more, but I think I know I should wait.
Oh.
We have milk, too. I'm starting to sweat.
Oh, yeah, this no.
I got a little milk here.
I do, too. That's good, though. I like the mango.
There's mango? Mango.
There is mango.
Yeah.
It's like in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I am sweat. I kind of want to take off my sweatshirt, but I feel like that would be a to-do. Okay.
Settle down over there.
No, we might have to...
Right? Like, I feel it in my face. All right. Question 7. If you were not doing this job, what would you be doing?
Well, it's easy for me. I got the milk. I'd be working at the dairy. So my family has a plant. We don't have a farm. I always joke with people because when I say it's a dairy, they always think like I'm out milking cows. God bless the farmers. My dad would always say they're the hard workers. But we have a processing plant. My brothers are all in it. My father, it was my grandfather.
Try to pay attention.
So I just
lock in.
I'd be working with my brothers. It would be. And they're great. They've done a great job with the business. My nephews.
Oh, so he gets
to. Yeah. But I would be, I'm pretty sure that's what I would have been doing. Yeah. It's a family business and it's great. But
yeah,
my sister teaches. She's retiring, the youngest.
Wow.
She's retiring this year. Love that for her. And
my tongue's not okay.
I was gonna say it's just still there.
I'm trying to buy you guys some time here.
It's not helping. And I appreciate
then,
you.
And
but...
then you know it's I'm very proud of what they've done.
Yeah.
And I
family part of me business
kind of miss out on it a little bit. And then there's times I'm like, I don't miss it at all.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, that's what I would have been doing.
You know what you would be doing?
Offensive coordinator.
That was perfect. I'm going to take it.
Braves outfielder, maybe?
Yeah. I probably would have been, I don't know, my mom's a teacher. My dad works in the restaurant industry. I've always had love like the food and beverage stuff. So I would probably be doing something like that. It is so hot in here now.
It's so hot.
Hoodies have come off.
Yeah.
My tongue is not okay.
No. It's just sticking on the
tongue. I'd go with the milk there.
I've got lots of milk.
I was going to say, he did.
Dan brought Tums. What else did you bring?
A banana.
I have fries. Should we try the fries? Do you want a fry?
Fries are great. These fries are good.
Oh, these fries are good.
Jenna, what would you be doing? I honestly thought I might be a chef. Like I would have gone to culinary school.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah.
Love cooking. And love grilling.
Love watching the bear.
Love the bear.
Watching the bear.
Yes, chef.
Love the bear.
Yes, chef.
Chef Dan.
I honestly don't know what I would be doing. I think I would want to work somewhat around.
What about your poli sci major?
Yeah. I mean, I do love to argue.
You'd be a good lawyer.
I like the idea of being a lawyer. But there's a lot of paperwork and school. Yeah. But I think for me, I thought it would be cool to be a physical therapist because you're helping people. You're still around sports and like being active and helping people lead an active lifestyle. I used to want to be a trainer, but like, LOL. I don't think
my family would always say you would be a lawyer because you would keep arguing until they quit.
That would be Jenna. She would just let the person like body themselves. Yeah. Like they would wear themselves out from throwing all the punches. But luckily, but that's why I just keep coming back. I just don't quit.
Okay.
Also, these tumblers can be available on the Buffalo Plus store.
Yeah. If you have someone that wants,
we're going to make some new merch too.
Yeah. And the coffee. And you see the hats where we
Hold
got
on,
a hat.
Wait, let me.
So hot.
And the coffee mugs.
Do you have a holiday gift for someone you want to get them? Free shipping?
How you doing over there, Dan? You hanging in there?
Yeah.
All right. I'm genuinely scared.
What's messed up is these sauces go from like orange.
I know. They're like cute and yellow, fun.
Yeah. And this is just like blood red.
Yeah.
Wait till you get to the last one.
Scorpion disco.
They always love scorpions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is called Funkin' Hot.
Oh, no.
So Scorpion Disco featured on Hot Ones season 15. Oh, my gosh. I forgot to mention. Yes. Karma Sauce has literally been on Hot Ones.
Yeah.
Like, I know. I don't think I mentioned that, though.
No, you did.
Yeah.
Oh, I did? Okay.
Yeah, you're just blacking out now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, it's like thick.
Okay. Featured on Hot Ones season 15, Scorpion Peppers. I didn't even know those were the thing.
Yeah.
Scorpion peppers combined with a blend of herbs and spices.
Is that enough? I don't want to be called out.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. Okay.
Oh.
I might use the straw technique.
Oh, we're going straw here?
Oh, no, I think I got to do more. How much did you do?
Okay. I'm afraid of that, like a big glob was going to come out because there's like pieces in this stuff. It's not like a nice thin like buffalo sauce anymore. Like now there's.
Yeah, it's some form of pepper.
Is that good or do
we
need
more? Yeah,
that's
great. I think that's plenty.
Okay. All right. I was going to say, this is not even the hottest sauce. This is the first of the Funkin' Hot.
Oh, Mike's going.
Well, no, he's going to just do the dab. Oh, okay. Don't be fooled. He's dab. Not.
Oh, I'm not an idiot. Well, at times, but.
I'm scared because I don't feel it yet.
Oh, it's.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's not good.
Oh. Here comes the train.
Oh, it's not good.
Wow.
It's like it's coming around the corner. That. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
holy hot. Smokes. Now I'm definitely sweating. It's like you're. I was waiting.
Yeah, it's here.
Okay.
That is here.
Hold on. I got to get. Holy.
For such a small amount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Covers your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no person could eat wings with that.
Mm-mm.
Like,
right?
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Michael.
Did you go back?
Michael. Yeah, but I'm going light on it.
Wow.
I was just getting some wing to cover the taste, like the heat. I'm not a fan of the flavor.
Really?
If I'm being honest. I don't get a whole lot of flavor. It's just...
It's just hot.
You see what I mean about the train? It's like, oh, nothing, yeah. Nothing. And then it's a light coming at you.
Yeah.
Wow. Oncoming train. That's hot.
Okay, question 8. Do the Bills have a kicker issue?
No.
Yep. You got to make those.
Oh, yeah, I agree. No, Dan, just, it's, sorry.
You don't think they have a kicker issue right now?
I think they do.
Do you have faith in him right now?
Absolutely.
I don't.
You do?
Absolutely.
I don't. They win the game Sunday.
Yeah.
Make your kicks.
Yep.
He missed kicks in which game? The
what was that?
53. He missed the two kicks in that game.
It was a home game.
Yeah, home game, night game.
The Giants, the Broncos. Tampa?
Broncos. Wait, was it the Broncos? Were they one they didn't attempt the 50 some yarder.
This isn't good, guys.
I think it's an issue. I'm not talking about you got to cut Tyler Bass. I'm saying he's got to be better. And Sam Martin has not been.
A kicking issue is.
It's a kicking issue.
No, because I think it affects the way you.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, it's just, it's like I didn't eat that much of it. It just keeps coming back.
We got problems. We got problems.
I am regretting. This isn't even the hottest. I'm scared.
We got two more.
And that was what, 8?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't, and Sam Martin has been, okay, look at the game Sunday.
Sam Martin is no longer a weapon.
Look at the game Sunday with the kickers.
Oh, actually, I got a little bit.
Not only does.
It's not good, guys.
Jake Elliott makes the 59-yarder. He makes all the big kicks. And the punter for the Eagles, I forget what his name is. Something Allen, maybe?
I'm good. I'm good
was
right now. Thank you.
Outstanding in that game. Averaged like 50-some yards a kick.
Yeah.
That was a difference.
Anybody else like teeth like chattering?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just keeping talking right through
Throw
it.
Throw me a fry.
I'm going to have a plain wing. Cleanse the palate. Cleanse the palate here.
Oh, this is what you all came to see. You all came to see us in pain.
Wow.
This is like fight or flight mode.
I'm afraid what it would be like if you ate a real bite of that sauce.
I think your mouth would melt.
Well, this isn't good. Like, we got two more of these to do.
All right. So wait a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Going back to it.
Because Dan's wrong, obviously.
I believe that the Bills... Do I think that Tyler Bass can get better? I do. But I think recently he has not been the consistent guy that you have needed him to be. And that has been the difference in some
they
of these
games. They had a
Josh
Allen problem. And it's all... No, everything's going to work out. It's a confidence thing. Mm-hmm. Let him make a kick or two.
Not the same. The difference is Josh Allen gets a chance to make 60 plays in a game. The kicker... Almost cannot, I'm going to say cannot miss because they will miss.
Yeah.
But you only get so many chances.
Agreed. And I'm not talking about the 59 yarder that Jake Elliott made. Like that to me is unbelievable that he made that. But there's other kicks that have happened where you think, okay, Tyler Bass should have this and he doesn't. And
he
that
was
is the
automatic.
Concern.
What happened?
It's like it's a little funk.
Well, he better get out of it.
I agree. Funk.
So right now they have a kicking problem.
I am confident that Vaz can make his next five kicks in the next game.
Then that would be great.
Then that's great. I'm saying right now when you look at it, yeah, I have concerns.
And McDermott has, you know, it's easy.
My mic chip like cutting in and out.
Nope. No, it's easy to just say you're at the 36 yard line. Well, we're kicking it. 38 yard line. We're kicking it. I don't think they feel that way now.
I feel like I'm breathing fire.
I don't feel okay.
I agree with you, Mike.
I think they have, and I think we're right, and Dan's wrong.
I think right now we are right.
Yeah, well, we're only talking about now.
Exactly. So when Dan's going to try and circle back, though.
Yes, he's going to make four kicks in the next game, and Dan's going to
scratch my tongue.
Like,
yeah, it's bad.
Is he hearing that? Because we're predicting his victory.
No, because we already know. We already know how this works.
I'm making tonight mac and cheese for Shane and
the girls.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what you're going to put on.
And I'm going to put on hot sauce, like Frank's hot sauce. Like I like
not
hot sauce.
Not tonight. You're not.
I don't think I'm going to need to.
No, you're not.
I'm so I'm like zoning in and out.
Here, bring some.
I feel like
home.
My taste buds are on fire.
Give this to the kids. That'll liven up.
Oh my God. Poor Shane's having a meltdown.
There's bits in this.
Okay. Thing. Okay. This is Cosmic Disco.
I'm doing the straw.
This is nine. Out of 10.
But they're trying.
My God.
I have
goosebumps.
If you pick that off the shelf, you'd be like, oh, Cosmic. It doesn't say like atomic.
Good. Yeah. Can you put a little on mine while I read, please? Cosmic Disco, featured on Hot Ones season 19. Cosmic Dumpling with a scorpion dust. Scorpion disco twist.
I put too much on yours. I put too much on.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, let's take some of that off.
That is.
Here we go. Let's.
This is funkin' hot.
Here.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I want to throw that.
Oh, this one's coming out. This is comes out fast though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not killing myself on this.
Okay.
That last one was.
I'm scared.
I love you guys.
Love you. I love you guys. Buffalo Plus fam for you. I'm just buying time here. Actually, I'm just gonna do it. It's like a shot. You just gotta.
Okay. Off the rip. Off the rip, not.
That's what scares terrible. Me.
I'm finishing though.
I'm starting to build. Is that not building for you? I feel that building for me.
I'm okay.
I'm okay. The other one was hotter.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Okay. This has a little more smoky taste too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're not sweating?
Uh-uh. Nope.
Oh, I definitely am sweating. Like maybe we didn't do enough.
That's okay.
I'm going to do a little bit more. That's like a good. That's a good amount.
It's not like a time release thing, is it? It's going to hit me in 20 minutes. Be on the 6 o'clock news.
Nothing?
Hold on.
I was going to say, I feel like it. Yep. I think. Oh. Oh, God.
All right. Now I'm feeling it.
It just like took my breath away. I added more. I think you're going to regret that.
I'm so too.
Yeah. Sorry I led you astray. Okay. Wow. All right.
What's the question?
This is a question for each of us.
Okay.
Mike, what originally brought you to Buffalo?
So,
or Western New York?
Yeah. So I went to Ithaca and then I got a job in Binghamton. And from the day I got there, nice people that I worked with, but I could not wait to leave because I wanted to go somewhere bigger. And at the time, I was in contact with the people here. And this is so long ago that like, I didn't know what anybody looked like. There's no Facebook. There's no internet. Yeah. There's nothing.
There's no internet. Dan.
Nothing. No internet.
There's no internet.
So we would shoot highlights. And I used to shoot. Okay. Shoot highlights of.
That means use a camera for people who don't know, which Mike does not use a camera now.
No. Why would I have these two? And I would shoot highlights of the Binghamton Whalers. And trade highlights with the Rochester Americans with the guys here. And literally, oh my God, the stagecoach would come pick them up. Or literally, it
don't
was.
Don't call it a stagecoach. That's what it's called. It's just a bus.
No, he was making. Wow. not your brain.
So we used to literally at the time.
Not okay.
I would take the tape.
Don't call it a stage.
And I would put it. Oh, now this is getting hot. I would put the tape on a stagecoach. No, on a bus. The Greyhound.
No, I know.
And they
what
would
you mean.
Take it to Rochester and the guys would pick up and then they do the same with us.
Unwell.
So I would always be in contact with these guys and say, hey, when you had a job, let me know. They called me up. I came up and interviewed for the job, got the job. I thought I'd be in Western New York for a couple of years. And it's been 36
decades. Years.
Yeah. And I started covering the Bills. I got named sports director within 2 years. And the Bills went to the Super Bowl. Then they went to the Super Bowl. Then they went to the Super Bowl. Then they went to the Super Bowl. So this is what we were doing. So it's awesome. And I've loved covering the Bills and being here. When I thought I'd be here a few years, I've been here all this time.
When you were on the stagecoach, were you listening to podcasts like Buffalo Plus and stuff?
Yeah, it was really good back then.
The Carrier Pigeons would bring it around. Latest episode
don't call
drop.
Them Carrier Pigeons. Hey, okay. Hey, Miami.
Yeah.
Jim Kelly went to Miami.
Oh, yeah. Dan.
Dan, this is actually a great question. Oh. Why do you pair a nice blazer with a hoodie?
Business casual.
Oh, no. He does it because his friend does it. Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah. Orlovsky did it. And then in the COVID era, when things kind of became more lax.
Wow.
What?
That's a good word. Good press to you.
Lax?
Yeah.
What's that from?
I don't know. My brain is so...
No, that's a good word. Like, that is a good word.
Like, you don't see, like, college basketball coaches in suits anymore. Like, yeah. It's
more casual.
It's more casual, so... Like I said, I've even got Mike had a hoodie in his sport.
I did a hoodie and a
coat.
Jacket.
A jacket.
I thought it looked nice in Philly.
And Mike, yeah, Mike's got a pair of Jordans now.
I know. I do love that.
The kids like that's what I do along. Now. And that's definitely more of the network look. And obviously, I think the hoodie and sport coat's a casual
network look.
Wow.
Dan's a good dresser. Dan knows.
Well, I get
stuff.
Why you stayed in Rochester.
And you. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, but you guys cover the games on Sunday.
Yeah,
that's true.
But it's you are not afraid to wear what you want to wear.
Yes.
And that's cool. And there's a few other people at work that cover the Bills that do that.
Who?
John.
John Scott's well dressed.
He's a really good dresser.
Oh, sorry. That meant here. Yeah.
No. Okay, I'm saying there's guys who, you know, have that.
I don't think you need to be in a suit and tie all the time anymore. I think a t-shirt underneath a sport coat still works. I think it's the more laid back professional look.
You want to, think you always want to look professional and there's different levels of that.
Yeah.
In terms of what's more acceptable, what's not.
Okay. Right? Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Don't your like shoulders and elbows get like bunchy though?
No, the hoodie, like you, okay. There's certain hoodies. They're Lululemon or Cuts hoodies.
Cause Dan has one hoodie. It didn't work. We may have to show that one.
Oh my God. Unbelievable photo.
Because I edited it.
It looked like a balloon was deflated.
A deflated balloon on his shoulders. And I'm looking at Jenna going,
who's going to tell him?
It's completely gone off the rails.
Okay.
I don't know, Jim. My ears are sweating.
I don't know, Jim. My question is, did you ever get a Tesla, Jenna? Did not get a Tesla. But I did get a new car.
Oh my God, it took...
It took legitimately 8 months to come in, but I did get a new car. So no longer have the Blue Baroo. Okay, I don't think I shared this story on the air, but my dad, we resold my old car, which was 12 years old, had almost over 175,000 miles
ben
on it.
Ben got some cash for that, didn't he?
Yeah, he got money for it, but his he told the guy, guy. I mean, like buyer beware. He was like, oh, don't worry. It was a girl's car. And if you know me, that car had dog hair. I drove the out of it. Like it was.
It was not in good shape.
No, it was not.
It was a mess.
Yeah,
and
it was.
We kept guilting her into trading.
Yeah,
we
peer pressured her into getting a new car.
Yeah.
Because otherwise she would still be driving around.
Yeah.
That Subaru.
I didn't have a car payment.
That's great. You also didn't have a real vehicle.
Yeah.
My friends would be like, we
if
can't
you were
go
going
in your
somewhere
car.
Nice, you would take a station car.
I remember.
Or I would legitimately park like around the corner.
Yeah. You gave me a ride somewhere to get my car or something. And I'm like, oh my God. Like
it
you
was
couldn't
bad.
Say,
let's do it.
It was a mess.
Let's do this.
All right.
Let's do it.
Here we
go. All right, let's do this.
This one just, oh my God, it's burning my hands, this thing here.
What are you looking for?
Ashes to ashes.
It's got the coals on there.
Yeah.
The hot coals. Made in small batches by Karma Sauce Company, Rochester, New York.
Yeah, small batches.
Because nobody can handle a big batch.
Yeah. Okay. Ashes to ashes. This is our final sauce. Consists of 63% 7-pot Primo peppers grown on the Karma Sauce Farm in Bristol. It is XXX hot. Triple X hot.
I'm scared.
Did
you put some on?
No.
No.
I
was looking at my phone because Jenny was texting me, seeing if I did what she asked me to do today. And actually, the answer is yes.
That's very red.
It's so red.
This one's going to be.
It says it's 63% peppers. Did you already say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Blacked out.
So you just.
Don't smell it.
While someone else.
That'll clear out your sinuses, though.
You're saying while someone else is talking, you're not paying attention?
Shocking.
Why would you do that? You're not even close to putting out.
I know. Hang on.
Oh, I thought he was like done.
Yes.
But, that's what you did before. Just hover it over. Yeah, oh, no. That was great.
There's no coming back from this one.
Oh, wow. I'm going to do the dab. This is the last dab.
Little dab will do. See, you don't know what that is anyhow.
Little dab will do. No, wait.
Real cream.
Oh, I have no idea what that is.
Was that, hair is that like an old people thing?
Very much so. This was like when I was a kid. People, one person in the comments will remember that.
Brill cream.
Shout out to Brian Suerta, who did all of this work.
Yes.
He's behind the scenes pressing all the buttons.
And he is going to eat all of these wings and sauce when we're done.
There's no wings.
There's no going back.
I do want to discuss our favorite sauces.
Yeah. Okay. All cheers. Right,
here we go.
All right, cheers. Look we're in the done. Camera. One more. All right.
So scared.
We do this for you. So scared.
We just let Mike go first.
I was literally thinking. Okay, wait. But it's like a shot where you like you don't want to see someone's reaction.
Mike's eyes.
Oh yeah. Jenna.
Holy.
All right. Holy stuff.
Oh, it's like
it's got good flavor.
It's hot.
I am immediately sweating. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that is.
I don't know if to drink this water or dump it on my head.
Oh, my God.
That one's hot.
That is.
And I like the taste, though.
Holy shit. I keep you.
You all right, Dan?
Yep.
My tongue. Okay.
Oh, no.
How do you think the DC role being empty this year has affected the Bills and Sean McDermott? And do you think the
Milk
Bills...
doesn't help.
Yeah, I can't.
Milk doesn't help.
My eyes are literally watering. Do you think Sean McDermott would be let go at the end of the season?
Let's... Let's start with this. I think Sean, as a defensive coordinator calling plays with his defense, would have been really effective this year, and we saw it in parts.
This is like pain.
But with the injuries and the issues with his offensive coordinator, I think it took away from his role as head coach. And I think this one's really hot.
That's the hottest hot sauce I've ever had in my life. By far. Ashes
it's
to
like
ashes.
Numb, it's like.
No, I feel it's my taste buds.
Now, I was saying that.
I'm talking makes it worse.
He's going to be back unless something dramatic happens.
Yeah.
And I say next year, this would be the scenario. Brady really makes it work at OC. And Pegula talks with McDermott at the end of the year. And they make the decision that Sean's back. And he hires a DC. And they do it that way. I
His
think.
Name is Robert Sala.
Oh.
Kidding.
I don't.
It was half a joke. Because he's not getting fired, unfortunately. Mike, what are you doing?
I'm just seeing what I got left here. I'm gonna go play. That one was really, that was impactful.
Yeah.
That one is like, there was that one no set sneaking the edge. Around with that one. That yeah. one started right out.
It felt like it exploded in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like it felt like it was just heat everywhere. Milk's not helping either.
No, it's not. And I feel like talking like fans the flames.
Okay.
Sorry. It's just really hot. Okay.
It ain't going away.
Oh. I'm going to have another little dip of it.
What was that, Michael?
I'm clipping that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I think there has been a lot of heat. No pun intended.
Hey.
There has been cosmic disco heat yeah. on Sean McDermott.
On Sean McDermott. And I know there's a large majority of the fan base that is upset at everything that he does. There are poor decisions that have been made, undoubtedly. But I also think there are other things that have come into play, particularly if we're talking about recency bias this past week against the Eagles. The two missed field goal, or the missed field goal, the blocked field goal, a drop pass by James Cook for the touchdown, what would have been. McDermott talked about no one is as frustrated as him hearing the frustration from fans about all those things. I think two things can be true. I think this team can really struggle in overtime in those huge big moments. I am struggling so f-ing hard right now. So bad. I think Sean McDermott needs to be better in those moments, but I also think, But I also think that he is a phenomenal leader of this team. And I think that he has done a good job of keeping everyone for the most part on the same page.
Go ahead, Dan.
I'm not sure about his leadership right now.
Well, your leadership is only tested when things are going poorly.
He handled the DeMar situation better than any coach I think could have ever possibly managed that situation.
I agree.
I think his problem started when he put too much faith in a 25-year-old kid and gave him the decision and had the impact of hiring Ken Dorsey. I think that's where his problem started.
Where he let Josh help him.
I think that's a hindsight 2020 thing.
It is.
But not for me.
Yeah, you did. You did say that.
And right now he's sitting there thinking I should have done it at least 4 weeks earlier.
Correct.
Correct.
I didn't like the hiring. I didn't like how long it took. I said before the Cincinnati game, you're right. Talking does make it so much worse.
That's why I feel like I don't even know what I said. I blacked out.
Yeah, I think that it was a problem. It's so hot. I think, oh my gosh. I think that was poor decision by Sean, and almost to a fault being too loyal to Cal.
I think that is the issue, honestly. I think some of that's the underlying issue for this team, though.
Let's go into the context here. And I think Dan's right to this point of him hiring him. But in that moment, they were coming off 13 seconds. Mm-hmm. The offense was humming, like phenomenal.
Yep. Yeah.
Josh was playing. Just think of the way he played Sunday,
yep.
Right? The perfect game, the incredible game with the Chiefs. Now, Dable leaves. You have a guy in-house who was working closely with them. Josh likes him. Giants are going to try to hire him. You say, logically, if they would have had an issue, if they would have picked generic coach, Frank Reich, whoever, as your coordinator, and it didn't work, you'd be like, why didn't you hire Ken Dorsey?
That's true.
He was in the building.
It's true,
Dan. Have worked better because you would have had somebody that had coordinator experience. That was my big thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you went with experience. Instead, you went with consistency and continuity, which wasn't good enough.
And well, again, loyalty.
Correct.
And loyalty, I think that also circles back. Well, we can...
So that was my thing. And again, if you're upset at Sean McDermott, and I totally understand it, I'm not here to try and talk you off, and I don't want to come off as a Sean McDermott apologist, because that's not what I'm trying to do. What I'm saying is that if you're really pissed off about where this team sits at 6-6, don't be pissed off at Sean McDermott for the game in Philadelphia. I don't think this game is one of the 10 worst games that Sean McDermott has coached. I think he was phenomenal with his defensive plan in the first half. I understood the decision to take the knee and with 20 seconds left.
Well, you were out in the rain while every other
miserable in the rain
offensive coordinator.
It was miserable in the rain. Right. The defensive line of the Eagles, and you only have one timeout. So you're taking one shot. And
now, if that pass gets off, you're going to say you could have had two timeouts.
Yeah.
But there, before that, the guy makes a 59 yarder in that.
Yeah.
Like, tip your cap. Like,
yeah.
What are you going to do? Like, are you upset that the guy made the kick, or are you upset at Sean McDermott? Be upset at the guy that made the kick.
Yeah.
You had James Cook drop a touchdown. You had the Gabe Davis miscommunication.
That was
you
bad.
Have a bunch of other, you have Tyler Bass's field getting blocked. You missed another one. We've already talked about that. Are any of those Sean McDermott's fault? Like, I don't see those as.
Because he's eliminated the other targets.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure. So hot.
Yeah, it's bad.
Leslie Frazier and Ken Dorsey are gone.
That's true.
And if you fire Smiley, the special teams coach, nobody really care. They don't care as much.
I'm not here to say Sean McDermott is great and that he's got all this job security. No, I said his seat is hot. Like, and I think it'll get addressed after the season and his job will be evaluated. But I'm more disappointed in Sean for the Giants game, which I thought they came out completely flat.
Yep.
And were outcoached in the Giants game.
Yeah.
I thought the Denver game, they sucked. I thought that game was on Sean. And I would also say the New England game is those awful. Games are on Sean more than a Philly loss. It sucks the way the Philly game ended. Mitch Moore said it best. It was a gut punch.
Yeah.
It sucked the way that game ended. But, and I know the head coach does deserve, he does get the blame. I get that. But I don't think this was one of Sean McDermott's top five worst coach games this season.
But you're looking, people are looking for blame.
Yeah.
In this one. And look, he deserves a lot of blame. But I'm going to tell you this. This decision is going to come down to Terry Pegula.
Yeah.
And Terry Pegula has to look big picture at his team and say, where were we? Where are we? And what do I think we can be? And do not just say to me, fire Sean McDermott and everything's better.
Yeah.
Who's replacing him? You want that some is my biggest OC?
That is my biggest thing. People are so mad at Sean, and I understand why people are very frustrated with how things have gone this season. But also, I'm like, who is gonna? Oh, you want Joe Brady to take over our first?
Or how about Johnson from
Ben Johnson?
Ben Johnson.
You want people that have no experience? So you're gonna give the keys to your Lamborghini to the guy to a person who has never
correct? And you're giving it. And we've talked
it
about
can
the stages.
Work.
No, right. We've also talked about the stages of where this team is. Dable got, we talked about it as he was a car on the line. You didn't really know what you had. Okay.
Yeah.
Then Dorsey takes over as he is this Ferrari. He's the Lambo. Like, this is incredible. You're now getting a really nice car that's got some dents in it. Okay. Like, it's been banged up a little bit. You don't think Josh's confidence, his,
oh yeah. Well,
all
people,
these things,
people now doubt him. There's doubt about him.
It's a different, it's a different car.
He was
the car's at a different
he's
stage.
He's not beloved. You're right. Like,
the car's
he was
at a different
beloved.
Stage. So
yeah.
You need somebody like Joe Brady. That you're polishing it up again. You're great.
Look,
this is what's happening.
Yeah.
So again, this thought of, to me, it's in college football because college football fans are diehards. It's the James Franklin in Penn State. Well, he can't get us over the hump. Okay, you win 12, 13 games a year. Careful what you wish for.
Well, you have to find the guy.
Texas
that you
A&M.
Think
you think you got your guy.
Yeah.
Right.
John Harbaugh or Jim Harbaugh. How often was he going to be gone at Michigan? Because he couldn't beat Ohio State. He stayed around. Now he's beating Ohio State. Three times in a row, it has them in the college football playoffs. Like, it's not always easy. You're not always the Patriots with Belichick of 20 years of continued dominance. It's rare. I know some people were talking about, you talked about a little bit of Schottenheimer.
Marty Schottenheimer was a heck of a coach, and he could get teams to a certain point, and they never made it over the top. Guess what? They still never made it over the top after he was gone. They just didn't. That's the Charger way.
Andy Reid.
He used to be.
I was thinking of
Andy Reid thing.
Being fired
it's
Philly.
It's always
all that.
So, it's just such people just who don't know anything trying to comment on. Andy Reid was with the Eagles for 13 years.
Yeah.
He was in five NFC
it's like
championship
here.
Games.
Now it's here.
I'm doing
he
a
made
lot better.
A Super Bowl. But at the end of 13 years, it had run its course and run its course.
Yeah.
And by the way, one of the dumbest things he did in Philly was fire Sean McDermott. Not because he fired Sean, but because he turned around, and the Bills wouldn't be doing this. He turned around and hired an offensive line coach as his defensive coordinator.
Yeah,
that's a sign that you...
Who was it again? He came here.
Juan Castillo.
Juan Castillo was here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he was the D-line coach.
O-line coach?
No, he was O-line when he was here. He's just like, it was just a bad decision. But it was after 13 years and all kind. And when he left, Andy knew he had to go. He probably already knew he was going to get the KC job. It was all had gone and had been to a Super Bowl and all those things. Different quarterbacks, all that stuff. Sean's not that yet.
Yeah.
But this is not saying to you there's no chance it would happen. But you tell me who you got. Is Sean McVay walking through this door? Is that who your next coach is?
That's the biggest thing is I think it's always like, well, we gotta move on. We gotta find someone else. And it's like great NFL coaches do not grow on trees.
Yeah.
That's just the reality.
Frank Wright has been fired twice
in the last year, 2 years.
Year and a half.
And Frank. Yeah.
He's the first coach to be fired in back-to-back seasons, mid-season.
Yeah, and look, Frank is an all-time hero in Buffalo for what he did. That doesn't mean anything about coaching the team. Doesn't mean Frank can't coach. I'm not making him my head coach.
No, I mean, we talked about Ben Johnson a little bit. If people were like, oh, Joe Brady, he should be promoted. You mentioned Harbaugh, and that's a name that has been coming up. Like, whoa, what about Harbaugh? Why wouldn't he come to Buffalo? And like we talked about, I don't think it would be a good fit.
With Josh, I don't think so.
I agree.
I don't think. I think Harbaugh is a little different breed of cat. It may work in other places, maybe Chicago, because he's going to build them up. He did a great job with that Niners team.
Yeah.
He was taking a team basically from scratch and building it up.
Yep.
He's got a lot of positives, but man, it's just so different. Bills are, you're looking for the guy, I'm saying is, you're looking for, whether you thought it was Sean Payton, though, by the way, everybody's excited he's won 5 games. Guy's had a lot of 500 plus years when he hasn't had the quarterback.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he also lost a lot of big playoff games when he had the quarterback and he was at home. Yeah. I'm saying is you think there's this guy that's going to snap you over the top.
You just want change for the sake of change.
That is the perfect way to say it. And I
it's
see
like,
a bunch of
what you ask for.
That's how I feel too. Now, there's not to say that Sean cannot grow and learn, because it does seem like those big situations, whether it be confidence and him doubting himself or whatever, some of the decision-making deserves to be questioned or talked about. But I also think there is the careful what you wish for dynamic.
And I'm not sitting here telling you Sean McDermott shouldn't be on the hot seat. You shouldn't want to ask for his head. Those are all valid feelings, and I understand all that. It's just not after the Philly game.
Two things can be true. Sean McDermott can be on the hot seat a little bit. The temperature's going up, and also he is a coach that is continuing
But it also, this isn't the game to sit there and be like, now you got to fire Sean. If anything, I'm more upset about, like we talked about, he's a leader. It seems like, again, not in the locker room. I don't know what any of that's like. It just seems to be, when you have those big moments, Sean talked about being a coordinator. Going from a position coach to a coordinator is a lot of leadership position. And we have seen leadership from Joe Brady recently. We need to see some of that from Sean.
I agree. I don't see it
from what I can see
from
on the
defensive
sidelines.
Coordinator standpoint. Okay. I would agree with that.
That's what I'm saying.
I hear you in terms of that. I agree. There is definitely
room
for
improvement. But the one thing I will give Sean credit for, and it's not fair to compare like who are the previous coaches during the drought era. Like those teams all sucked. It didn't matter who was coaching them. The roster sucked. All these things.
Yeah.
The best thing that Sean McDermott had going for him, and still I believe to some respects, he's an adult in the room.
Yeah.
He's an adult. You want your football team being run by an adult. Rex Ryan, Doug Marrone, those guys, not adults.
Not adults.
No.
They're children. So like it is a big step up to do those things.
Yeah.
So that's where it is. You don't want a skunk coming into your locker room stinking everything up.
Yeah.
One last thing. It's Terry Pegula's call. He just gave him a contract extension. Yes, there is offsets if he were to get another job. I think he'd get a job
Terry doesn't want to go
pretty quickly.
Paying coaches that are coaching for him.
But I'm saying is if say Sean were to get fired and he goes to Carolina and works with that nut job of an owner, that he would get the money. I get the way that works.
Yeah.
But be careful what you wish for. I would also say if Bills fans want to be fair, and we all like the job that he's done, but Brandon Bean deserves heat too.
Because
he's missed out on a lot of things.
Where does he come up in this conversation?
We talked about wide receiver. We talked about the draft. We talked about all the money and things spent on the D-line. Vaughn giving you nothing. Doesn't mean Brandon Bean can't fix it, okay? Because he can. I think he's a bright guy, but he's got to pick it up here a little bit too and to fix this roster. So there's a lot of things. And I'm going to call this right now. We're going to be done, and I think you guys agree with me. I think this team takes this week off and comes back and wins in Kansas City.
100%.
I do too. I agree.
In Kansas City.
I do too.
I think
they
beat the Cowboys at home.
I think this Chiefs team The defense is outstanding. I think the offense has a lot to be desired.
We just wanted to say, to give you a little something for a week and plus, for that this team can still.
I feel like I'm having hot flashes. Like, I feel like it's coming.
Don't make eye contact with me with that.
Really?
He doesn't get the joke.
I get the joke, but it's one of those things that's like, hey, that's funny. I wasn't going to do that to her. I wasn't going to give her the, hey, that's funny.
We gave her one, hey, that's funny.
Just look confused.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. Again, thank you to Karma Sauce.
Cook.
20% discount.
Your hands are freezing.
I know. Well, I'm like sweating and cold. Thank you to Karma Sauce. If you want to check out their sauces online, we have a 20% off coupon code. It is Let James Cook. We also have plenty of Buffalo Plus merch. If you want to check out the Buffalo Plus store, buffaloplusstore.com. Thank you to Barbill for the chicken wings. I have cookies for us after.
Please make sure to
like, comment, and subscribe. My favorite sauce was the Caribbean one.
That was good. I was going to say the same one.
Dan's
I love that
got
one.
The tums for us
oh,
all.
Oh, my God.
All right. For Mike and Dan, I'm Jenna. Thank you for watching this episode. Please be sure to like, comment, subscribe to Buffalo Plus. We will catch you next time here on
Buffalo Plus.
On Buffalo Plus, the channel. And thank you to Brian Suerta.
That's it.
Our producer.
Buffalo Plus, your interactive look at the week in football, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.